So they trespassed into international waters and then attacked unarmed people on board these ships.
That's what I am emphasizing, that these were not only the Muslims. They were coming from United States, European Union, and around 40 other countries. There were parliamentarians, there were media people, and as was executive director of Aaj Television, Sayyed Talat Hussain, along with his producer, Reza Agha, who were traveling on Mavi Marwara ship, which was basically the focus of Israeli's attack last night or early hours of today. Israeli Foreign Ministry have issued confirmation, 10 people dead and around 50 to 60 injured. But so far, they have not released any list of dead or injured people. I heard from Turkish diplomatic sources that now these ships have been escorted to Ashdod port of Israel, where the injured people, they will be shipped to the hospital for medical treatment, and then they will be deported to their respective countries. We have also a fear that since Pakistan does not have diplomatic relations with Israel, so the future of Aaj team, Talat Hussain, Sayyed and Reza Agha, is also unclear what treatment the Israelis will be meeting out to these two Pakistanis is yet to be known.
Right now, Mr. Piraj, of course, this was something that the team knew before setting out on this brave journey. Now, do you have a plan as to how to get Mr. Talat Hussain and the Aaj News team back home despite this diplomatic restraint, as you mentioned, and also any particular reasons you might think of why the Marwara was the focus of the attack?
I respond to second part of your question first. Because Mavi Marwara was the focus of the attack, all the media teams from different countries, they were on it. The organizers were on this ship, and this ship was leading rest of these six small ships, you see. That's why they paid their full attention and unleashed their terror on this ship, because all the news, you know, they were emanating, they were from this ship.